This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Israel and Sudan agreed on Friday to take steps to normalize relations in a deal brokered with the help of the United States. This makes Khartoum the third Arab government to set aside hostilities with Israel in the last 2 months. Speaking to reporters, U.S. President Donald Trump says he's happy to have Sudan join the group.
Sudan has great potential on trade and other things. I mean, it could be a very, very successful, wonderful country, and I think it will be. It's been hampered by what's going on in the world.
In a joint statement, Israel and Sudan say they plan to begin by opening economic and trade relations with an initial focus on agriculture. The head of the World Health Organization is warning that countries in the Northern Hemisphere are at a critical juncture with rising cases and deaths.
Too many countries are seeing an exponential increase in cases, and that's now leading to hospitals and ICU running close or above capacity, and we're still only in October.
Maria Van Kerkhove, the WHO's technical lead on coronavirus, says the latest numbers are worrying.
In the last 24 hours, we've had almost 445,000 cases reported. Almost half of those are from Europe. And so while we're in a different situation now where we can test more, we can carry out more surveillance, the worry that we have are the numbers of individuals who are requiring hospitalization.
Many countries in Europe have imposed new curfews in an attempt to curb the spread of the virus. The Nigerian president's office says many lives have been lost in days of unrest, as the government says peaceful protests over police abuses were hijacked by thugs. But authorities barely acknowledge reports of the military killing at least 12 peaceful demonstrators earlier this week. This is VOA News.